President Biden spoke to reporters about the Russian invasion of Ukraine a little more than an hour ago. He announced sweeping new sanctions, though none of them are against Vladimir Putin himself.
The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
For more on this, we're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid. Asma, thanks for joining us. Biden voiced confidence these new sanctions, you know, will pack a big punch, but others are voicing skepticism they'll really be enough. How exactly did he say the U.S. would retaliate against Russia's invasion?
Well, you heard it right there. I mean, he gave these remarks, Eric, saying that there's going to be sanctions on at least four more major banks. And what this will do, well, they will limit the payments that these banks can conduct here in the United States, essentially freezing all of their interaction in the U.S. I will say there is one important carve-out that we saw from the Treasury Department's announcement of this all, and that's for both energy sector payments and agriculture payments. So I will say we need to get additional clarity on just how big of a punch this may be to the Russian economy. They also did announce that there's going to be limits on exports, though, specifically high-end technology, semiconductors, things that the Russian military may depend on from the United States. I think one thing, though, Eric, that I was really struck by in hearing President Biden just there in the quote that we heard was this idea of, well, we'll see where things are in a month. And one of the points of criticism we've already begun to hear is that weren't the sanctions supposed to deter Russia from an invasion? It seems they didn't do that. What could be and where will Ukraine be in 1 month? And really, does the United States have 1 month to assess the impact of sanctions?
Right. Him saying we'll talk more in a month or so and see where we are seemed a little odd given the moment. And he batted off a lot of questions asking why he didn't go further. What did he say? What was his rationale for not going further?
You know, the administration has for a while emphasized that they are trying to act in coordination with global allies. Their view is that if the United States and certainly the EU, but other countries as well around the globe can act together, that they're just more effective at really isolating Russia. And so one of the questions the president was asked was about cutting Russia off from SWIFT, the sort of global global banking transaction system. And he said that the Europeans really weren't ready for that at this moment in time, so they decided not to do that. He was also asked about specifically targeting Vladimir Putin, Russian president, with sanctions. He said that that remains on the table, but when he was asked why not do it now, he didn't answer the question. Part of this, I will say, is about ensuring that they can work in coordination with the global community, but there certainly is pressure from Republicans, but I would say also from some Democrats in Congress to do more and to put a greater pressure on Russia with sanctions.
Well, gas and energy prices are up. The stock market is volatile, and you've got inflation as well. How did the president make the case today, you know, that the impact to the U.S. economy is really worth it?
You know, this is something we've heard from the president for the past couple of weeks, an acknowledgement that any involvement here could lead to economic ripples here in the United States at a time when inflation has already been a huge political liability for the president and his party. You're seeing inflation at, you know, four-decade levels highs. He said today that, he recognizes that there is this pain that people are feeling at the gas pump. He knows that this is hard. He knows that Americans are hurting and that he's going to try to do whatever he can in his power to limit that pain. But in his view, he does feel that he needed to do something, that in his words, aggression cannot go unanswered, and that the consequences would have been worse for America. America needs, in his view, to stand up to bullies.
He made very clear he won't commit American troops on the ground in Ukraine, but the U.S. has deployed more forces elsewhere in Europe. How big is the fear at the White House, from what you're hearing, that, you know, that this conflict could easily move beyond Ukraine and more deeply involve the U.S.?
You know, I would say the president was asked a couple of different times actually about this today, and he did emphasize, to your point, the U.S. does not intend to send any troops on the ground into Ukraine to help fight Russia. But he also did say that if Russia were to move into NATO countries, the United States will be involved. And so their view is that if they do not pressure Russia with significant sanctions, Vladimir Putin could be emboldened to move beyond Ukraine.
Very briefly, do we know if voters are behind him on all this?
I will say, Eric, I think there needs to be additional polling on that. It seems that from the initial polling, there is a sense of support for Ukraine. But like many things nowadays, I would say they follow along traditional partisan lines. So I'll be very curious to see how the polling pans out in the next couple of weeks, couple of months.
Indeed. We'll be watching. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid, thanks so much.
My pleasure.